Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report.
Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, April 30th, 2021, Iowa Economic Development Authority, Due Diligence Committee Meeting, April 30th, 2021. The Iowa Economic Development Authority, IEDA, Due Diligence Committee, DDC, met on April 30th, 2021 to listen to presentations from candidates to receive funding from the Reinvestment Districts Program. Background: the Reinvestment Districts Program was created in 2013 Iowa Acts, House File 641, Iowa Reinvestment Act. House File 641 authorized municipalities with approval from the IEDA board to establish reinvestment districts and to receive remittances of state sales tax and state hotel and motel tax revenues collected in the districts to fund projects within the districts. The total amount of state sales tax and state hotel and motel tax revenues remitted to all districts had a cap of $100 million. The 2020 Iowa Acts, House File 2641, 2020 Tax Changes Act, implemented changes to the program authorized through Iowa Code Chapter 15J and provided for an additional $100 million for awards made beginning July 1, 2020 through June 30, 2025. For awards made after July 1, 2020, the Act changed the calculation for the amounts deposited in each district's fund and increased the area that may be designated as a reinvestment district to 75 acres. The Act also made a joint entity formed by two or more cities or counties eligible for the program and allowed the board to extend the period for deposit and receipt of funds by up to 5 years under specified circumstances. The Act allowed the IEDA board to extend the 20-year maximum number of years a reinvestment district may receive state sales tax and state hotel and motel tax diversions for up to an additional 5 years under specified circumstances. Proposals: the following six proposals were heard by the IEDA DDC at the meeting. Fort Dodge Corridor Plaza Reinvestment District. Fort Dodge is requesting $18 million for an $86.1 million project for redevelopment of the Crossroads Mall site north of U.S. Highway 20 that would raise a portion of the mall and add smaller retail buildings, apartments, restaurants, a hotel with meeting space and office building, green space, and an outdoor pavilion. Newton Legacy Reinvestment District. Newton is requesting $15.5 million for a $44.6 million project to make improvements to the downtown area, including a hotel, apartments, and a new plaza. The project would also upgrade the Des Moines Area Community College's library. Ames Reinvestment District. Ames is requesting $21.5 million for a $154.4 million project to develop an indoor aquatic center east of Iowa State University and to construct a hotel and conference center with apartments and restaurants along the Lincoln Way corridor. Cedar Rapids Central Reinvestment District. Cedar Rapids is requesting $39.5 million for six projects totaling $262.6 million in downtown Cedar Rapids. The projects include the construction of apartments, bars, restaurants, hotels, and up to 140,000 square feet of commercial space west of the Cedar Rapids River. Several riverfront amenities are also proposed, and a project would restore the Guarantee Bank Building and Old World Theater. Urbandale and Des Moines, Merle Hay Reinvestment District. Des Moines and Urbandale are requesting $30 million for a $121.6 million project to develop a 3,500-seat multi-use arena and training center at Merle Hay Road and Douglas Avenue with an attached multi-story hotel. The arena would host the Des Moines Buccaneers hockey team. Construction would be completed by December 2023. Des Moines Capital City Reinvestment District reimaging the Superfund site. Des Moines is requesting $27.1 million for a $276.6 million project for construction of a 6,300-seat multi-use outdoor stadium for a professional soccer team, a hotel, and other mixed-use developments at the former Dyco industrial site on the east bank of the Raccoon River. The IEDA DDC will review the proposals and make provisional funding recommendations to the IEDA board for consideration at the next IEDA board meeting to be held May 21st, 2021 at 9 a.m. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Eric Richardson, Legislative Analyst 2 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6767.